there's just so much space. You know, we did UV and Oxford last Friday night, and if you have an athlete like a Peyton Mosier, you know, a Liam Matthews, some of these Windsor guys, Jack Beattie, if you could get them on a little slant route across the middle, boom, they could be gone. And it's just so high scoring, so open, but a really fun game as well. It really comes down to athlete on athlete. So I've enjoyed it a lot.
And so many teams now have had to drop down with dropping enrollments, that sort of thing. I think we've lost five schools out of Class D the last 2 years.
Yeah, just statewide. I think there's 20, 26, somewhere in that range. So it's really growing. Here on first and 10 for Sydney, they'll hand off to Harrington. He just pushes the pile forward on the right hash all the way up to the 40. So again, Sydney going right to left. This will be a second and 5 coming up there in the maroon tops, the gray helmet, the gray pants tonight.
Again, you kind of lose track of him, and all of a sudden he pops out there and he's got 5 yards.
Windsor is in the white tops with the black pants and the black helmets. Still a ball game that Windsor could easily get back into with the type of offense that they have. It's Sydney 19 and Windsor 7. And I'm interested to see the strategy here by both teams in the second half, especially Sydney. Are they going to try to run this clock as much as they can?
Not been the way they tend to do things, but
Gravel throws this one up. He's got Matthews at the 30. We do have a flag. He's down to the 20. Gang tackled there. What a catch by Matthews. Deep into Windsor territory, but let's see with the flag.
It could be offensive interference. I think it could go either way on that one. Ball's thrown, underthrown just a little bit. Liam had 2 guys on, came back. I'm not sure. I could easily see it going offensive. The way they're looking, that might be what we're talking about.
Yes. So it is offensive pass interference, maybe a little push-off by Liam to get some of that room there.
Yeah. So it was underthrown. He had to come back through. He kind of went through the guy to get to the ball. I was afraid that might.
So Sydney continuing to lead Windsor 19-7 early in the third quarter on a chilly night under the lights here in Sydney.
But I think that kind of answers your question about what Sydney going to do. You know, they came in out and went for the big hit. So
yeah, not afraid to go deep, certainly at all. And they have the weapons to do that. So that's one thing I've always admired about Sydney is they don't try to play that game and just, you know, chew clock, anything like that. They can when they need to, but they're not afraid to just say, hey, we got to keep moving here. So this will be a second down and 20 here for Orange. Well, about second and 18, actually. Gravel's going to throw again up over the middle. Miscommunication there as he was looking for his receiver on the left wing side and was looking for Kevin McEwen, but overthrew him by about 10 yards.
So that almost looked like the Windsor guys prevented him from going after the ball as well. So you're not going to see that call very often.
Third down coming here for the Warriors.
As I mentioned, when you're talking about Sydney not being able to really win the ball to the run of the clock, you know, they pass the ball. That's what they do. Sometimes with these games, get a little out of hand. You get a little concerned that, you know. But if Walton's winning big, you don't ask Walton to throw the ball.
Right.
Yeah,
very true.
It's one of those things.
That's true.
That's what we do. That's what they do. It's not really an attempt to run up a score. It's just what they do.
And it's interesting to me as looks like there was a penalty on that play. Let's see where they're going to mark it up. It's going to be against Sydney once again. So march them back.
Trigger holding.
Yeah, so, you know, march them back all the way to the 11-yard line. I never saw this. I was out of high school. I was in college at the time when Coach Matthews used to run the double wing and packed it in, and you know, Unitego ran it the last couple of years. And what a difference between then and now, just the offense that they run.
Well, I think at the time, again, you were talking about athletes and how do you get the athletes on the field, and the double wing was deceptive enough that it gave the, you know, the deception gave a good athlete like a Chad Smith the opportunity, or Josh DeMond, those kind of guys, small guys who got lost in the line. It really does change the culture of the game, of the entire program.
Going to be a third down and a long here. They're going to hand off to Harrington. He'll run it up the middle on a pitch, and he'll pick up about 5, but Sydney's going to have to punt on a fourth and long here. Deep in their own end, going right to left. 10:50 to go, third quarter. It's Sydney leading 19-7.
And the Warriors,
Warriors ought to punt it away.
I would say, and then after the double wing, you saw the, you know, he had the quarterback culture all of a sudden hit Sydney. You know, they've had some of the best quarterbacks in the section in the last 15 years. And that changed a little culture. You go away from that to get your athletes the ball as receivers. So
Liam Matthews will punt this one away for Sydney. He's to our right. A high kick up into the night sky. Windsor couldn't find it, I think, in the lights. And so they'll back off, and Sydney will down it at about the 37-yard line. So Windsor going left to right will pick up on offense here, and I'm sure the Black Knights are looking to close the gap.
It's probably the best field position they've had since the first quarter. But it was a good punt, about 40 yards, way up, like I said. I think I lost the lights, the punt returner couldn't see it.
So the ball at the, the 37-yard line here. Can the Sydney defense continue to get the pressure on the 6'5", 200-pound quarterback for Windsor, Ethan Reed? They had made his life difficult, especially in the second quarter.
Yeah, the initial period, they couldn't pour the pocket yet, so they started rolling it out. That started to deteriorate as well. If they keep pressure on him, I think they're in good shape here.
Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. They're going to hand off and cut back to the left side. Good for about 5 yards here for Griffin Dillenbeck, who was the main runner in the first half as well. Good for five.
That's the play in the first half where the quarterback was keeping the ball rather than handing it off. This time it worked. It gave 7 yards.
9:55 to go, third quarter. Sydney leading 19-7. We'll keep an eye on the out-of-town scoreboard as well, as we have a touchdown for Unitigo. So they now lead 28-12 over Deposit Hancock in that ball game. So the Spartans have figured it out this week.
Well, getting healthy could do that for you.
Yeah, certainly. If they got some of those big guys back, that would certainly help. Reed on the QB keeper here on a second down at about four. He's going to pick up three. So right at midfield, going to be third and short here for the Windsor Black Knights. So 9.5 to go in this third quarter against Sydney leading 19-7.
They gave him the first out on that.
Oh, so he did. He got that extra yard and just pushed the pile forward enough. So a first and 10 now for Windsor. They're right at the Sydney S at midfield going left to right. Waiting for the snap. Reed barking out signals. Checks both ways. Wants the handoff. He's got his runner. Dylan back good for about 4 yards. And Windsor doing a nice job moving the ball here early in the third.
Yeah, they've changed. The running game is working for a little bit. I mean, it's been a few plays, but they're picking up 5 yards, that clip. That's a big difference from the first half where it was like one or two. Working at second and four. In the first time I think they've been in Sydney territory the whole game, other than the touchdown.
8:50 to go, third quarter. Sydney leading at 19-7. But the Black Knights are marching here. They're in the white tops, the black pants, and the black helmets with the numbers on the side. And here is Reed. Sydney trying to show some blitz here. They'll hand off and run to the left side. Nowhere to go for Kobe De La Cruz.
Yeah, like you said, you can see them bringing up everybody. They're bringing the pressure on that. Held them to no yards at all.
So a big third down coming for the Black Knights. They're inside Sydney territory at the 47. And this tough Sydney D-line trying to hold strong. Seen some great tackles here tonight by Ian Fogarty.
Everyone's doing well. Containment, not missed tackles. A lot of times you see the arm tackles. Not seeing that tonight. It's been tough yards for Windsor every time.
Third and four with 8 minutes to go, third quarter. Waiting for the snap. Reed's in the shotgun. He's got a runner. Dylan back off his right hip. Two wide receivers split out each side. QB keeper pushed forward. I think he's got it. Using that big frame, going to be right at the line before he's brought down by about four Sydney tacklers led by Brandon Berg.
Again, one of those times you think they have him settled, you think they have him contained, you get to basically fall over and pick up 5 yards. So.
And that's what he did. He kind of leaned into the pile, and they just kept going. And so, it's going to be very close here. Fourth and inches.
The difference between this play and the last first down. They look the same.
They do. They certainly look the same. We thought he got this one, and he didn't. So going to be a timeout on the field here. Are we going to maybe have measurement? I'm not sure. Or they're just getting everybody reset. Okay. So everybody is reset with 7:45 to go here, third quarter. Sydney leading 19-7, a fourth and short in Sydney territory. Windsor with the ball going left to right. They're at the 43-yard line. They're going to try to push the pile forward with Reed, and he's got it.
Yep. That's a guy tough. He's 6'5", half an inch. That's a tough play for the Warriors to stop. And now you kind of feel like the momentum might be slipping and changing over to Windsor now. Two first downs in a row. They're now at the 40.
Yeah, this is a nice drive here by the Black Knights. And they still have time on their side. It's only mid-third quarter here. They're down by two touchdowns. You put one on the board now, it almost feels like the pressure goes back to Sydney at that point.
I think you're right. You're in control of the game. You get the ball second half, three and out. Windsor drives down. This could be a big momentum changer.
So this will be a first down and 10 for Windsor.
And all running the ball.
With 7 minutes to go, third quarter, Sydney leading 19-7. Here's the snap. Windsor is at the Sydney 42-yard line, and they're going to take a shot at the end zone. They got Beattie. Touchdown, Windsor. in the back corner of the end zone for Jack Beattie, his second of the night. Boy, he's fast, and he puts six on the board for Windsor.
He throws the ball. That interesting release. Just goes way, way up in the air. It's not a direct throw at all, but it's an interesting. I've not seen a quarterback like that before, but it's effective. And he had the athletes to catch it.
So Reed to Beattie for the second time tonight on a 45-yard TD. And the score is now Sydney 19 at Windsor 13 with 6:58 to go in this third quarter. Waiting for the extra point attempt. So we got a ball game here, folks. The Black Knights hanging tough. Snap is good, hold is good, and the extra point attempt is good. So it is Sydney 19, Windsor 14. We'll break that down when we come back here mid-third quarter with 6:58 to go. Sydney leads 19-14. We'll be back on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
After the Windsor touchdown, about a 10-yard kickoff return for Zach Harrington out to about the 36-yard line, and so Sydney will have the ball going right to left. The gray helmets, the gray pants, and the maroon tops. So again, 6:52 to go, third quarter, Sydney 19, Windsor 14.
And that Windsor touchdown drive was almost identical to the first quarter touchdown.
Very true. Yeah, they
ran the ball, 50-yard line, bomb.
Kind of just made you fall asleep a little bit, then boom, went to the air. So Sydney, can they answer now? And here is Gravel, going to hand it off to Harrington. He's brought down as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Good tackle there by Riley Blanchard. Grabbed Harrington by the shirt and brought him down.
Exactly. Where the 165 helps him, that time wasn't necessarily... He's easier to bring down the weight set. But he's so shifty. And if you don't get a piece of him somewhere, he's going to break it.
Another out-of-town score here. DH has scored again with 4:23 to go in the third. It's DH 28, Unitego 20.
Crazy game.
Crazy game. There's Gravel tries to throw. It's batted down by a big bear claw right at the defensive line there. And so third down coming for Sydney. Good job by the Black Knights defense.
Yeah, I think this is an important third down. Momentum definitely has shifted. Another three and out, which is probably going to get good field position again. Pressure's on.
6:20 to go, third quarter. Sydney 19, Windsor 14. Big third down coming for Sydney. They're in their own territory, going right to left. Ball's at the 35. Gravel checking his arm play sheet here, barks out some signals, takes the handoff to Harrington, goes to Liam Matthews on the left side. Matthews cuts back, trying to make something happen, but there's four Windsor Black Knights right there. They wrap him up, fourth down coming.
It was tough. They brought him back into the inside of the field. A lot of guys there to help out. There wasn't a lot of help there for him, so another punt.
So fourth down coming, and as we said, it felt like Windsor was kind of pulling some of that momentum back. Then they score the touchdown. Now they come up on defense.
Three out, yep.
And so Sydney is going to punt it away, and it will be Beattie as well as Flora back to our left for Windsor, standing at their own 30 and waiting for the punt. Snap is good. Liam's going to get a good boot on this one and does high into the night sky. Oh, kind of a knuckleball here.
Yeah.
Takes a Windsor bounce and rolls back up to about the 38. Sydney will down it there. And so the Windsor Black Knights going left to right will have another chance. They could possibly take the lead here.
Again, almost exactly what happened after the first drive of the second half. Almost identical spot. There's a big difference when you start the ball at the 40 versus the 20. And I think maybe the field position is changing a little bit now.
So again, 5.5 to go in this third quarter. Sydney 19 and Windsor 14. Let's see what the Black Knights can do. starting from their own 38-yard line, going left to right. And the big QB, 6'5", 202, Ethan Reed, is in the shotgun. Some movement, and they'll hand it off. No, it's going to be the QB keeper here from Reed. Bounces outside to the 40, 45, 50. He's got some running room and dances out of bounds at the 46-yard line. A good pickup there from Reed. He really sold that handoff fake very well.
And then maybe the first missed tackle I think we've seen tonight. He took advantage of it, picked up 20 yards.
Sydney defense looking a little frustrated at the moment, looking over to the sideline, trying to get some answers.
So funny how things can shift in a second in high school football. You just never know. All of a sudden, you got it under control, boom, things are different.
5:25 to go, third quarter. Sydney 19 and Windsor 14. Windsor is inside Sydney territory, again, about the 47-yard line. Reed is in the shotgun, standing on the Sydney S at midfield. Hands off this time for Dylan Beck. Cuts back left side, outside the hashes to the 40. Brought down after a gain of 6.
Again, 5 yards, 6 yards, 7 yards.
Yeah, they are just taking some nice, healthy chunks here. Clock is moving down to 5:10 to go, third quarter. Plenty of time here for the Black Knights.
And a fast-moving quarter again, too. It's all, again, all running the ball. But it's different. I think in the first quarter we saw Windsor, those players were getting 1 or 2 yards. Now they're 6 or 7.
Yeah, whatever they those adjustments they made at the half have certainly helped them here in this third quarter. So here is Reed on a second down and 4 to go. They're inside Sydney territory at the 40. It's Sydney leading at 19-14 over Windsor. They're going to go right to Reed. He busts it up the gut. He's at the 30, tripped up at the 20, and dives forward to about the 18. Matthews with the shoestring tackle.
I think the difference we're seeing now is the Windsor offensive line is controlling the Sydney defensive line, and the first half is the exact opposite. You know, when you go 1 yard and all of a sudden they're getting 6 or 7, I think it's the difference of the linebackers are having to step up because the defensive line is being controlled right now.
Boy, Phil, this is starting to feel like that Newark Valley game from last year, just back, forth, back, and forth.
It's just, you never know. These games may be nuts.
Walton takes a 30-6 lead over BG down in Bainbridge tonight with 8 minutes left in the third quarter. So here is Windsor on the march again. They're going to fake the handoff. Sydney wasn't fooled this time. And the Warriors defense crashing down, led by Cameron Chabot.
Good play. They contained him. Cameron was right there. Stood him up. Loss of about 3-2. And they needed that. I think they needed a little bit of a break of momentum, have a defensive play, a stop, slow him down a little bit, get some confidence back.
Second and long now for Windsor. Late in the third quarter with 3:40 to go. This is about a second and 12. Reed is in the shotgun. Two wide receivers, one to each side, and Dylan Beck is off the right hip here in the backfield. They'll take the handoff. Reed wants to keep it again. He wants to go in between the hashes and take that contact. Brandenburg will bring him down at the 15. So a third and about 6 coming up.
He's a tough runner. Coming off a concussion, I know that it seems kind of weird they would go so hardly, but that he's being productive. He's got that strange running, so he's just straight up, but this tackle here that leads to the long 25-yard run, all these deceptive ones here, he's a tough guy.
And we will say, we're not 100% sure what the injury was. Last week came out of the game, we believe it was some sort of concussion protocol, making sure he was okay, but certainly, boy, he's taking some abuse here tonight, and he's held up well. Dillenberg to the outside on a third down. I don't think he's going to get it.
No.
Sydney crashing down on him. He's about 2 yards short, so this is an interesting situation. We got 2:40, and the clock moving here in the third quarter. Sydney leads Windsor 19-14. Fourth down for Windsor. They're deep in Sydney territory at about the 12-yard line.
How's their kicker? Do they have a kicker?
They do have a kicker. Don't think I've seen him do anything except warm-ups and extra points, but certainly has a good leg.
It's always amazing when if you have a kicker at the high school level, what a big difference that is. This should still be a 35-yarder, but still.
So they're going to go for it here on about fourth and four to go. Here is Reed under center, trying to keep this drive alive. Somebody jumped, and it was Sydney. I believe it was the Warriors who jumped.
Looked like it.
Yes, it was. And that's exactly what the Black Knights wanted. Yeah, the Black Knights wanted it.
Yeah.
The Warriors didn't. Boy, the crowd is great here tonight on homecoming. Also, the Sydney Hall of Fame was inducted this year's class at halftime. They'll be having a dinner for that tomorrow as well. And, you know, Greg Davey does a great job with that here in town. We had him on the news earlier this week on CDL discussing all that. And, boy, just such a great thing to have for your school.
Yeah, it's part of that whole culture, I think, as well, of the athletic program here at Sydney.
Minute 45 to go, third quarter. Here's the snap. They're going to hand it off to Dillenberg. Cuts back to the inside, and nowhere to go. Actually, it was Kobe De La Cruz. Good containment.
Yep. Then we go back into where all the support was. I think it's about maybe a loss of a yard.
Yeah, Fogarty was right there and wasn't fooled on the play.
I think what we're seeing now is the first half, Sidney wasn't making those low mistakes. There were no penalties, I think, in the first half. And then had that fourth down play offside. The little things, they all start to add up.
It's going to be a second down and goal to go pretty much as they're inside the 10. Windsor knocking on the door. It's 19-14 as we come up on a minute to go in this third quarter. Windsor on the march. This time they will hand off to Dillenberg. Cuts back. Touchdown for the Windsor Black Knights. They are back in this ball game, folks, with 1:06 to go. Windsor takes the lead 20-19. Griffin Dillenbeck runs it in from about 10 yards out on the left side.
Total change of what we've been in this half. City's not been able to get much going on offense at all. Windsor's been basically, I don't think there's a pass to that. That drive was all running the ball. Certainly that fourth down penalty was a killer. But, we had a totally different game now. Can City bounce back, get the vitality back, and come back and score? In the past, they've been showed us they can do that, but...
Yeah, it's tough to do. You know, this is a tough game. They've gotten punched in the mouth. How can they respond? Windsor's going to go for two. Here is Reed, wants to drop back, looks to the right side. He's going to throw up a jump ball through the hands there of Jack Beattie. And so the two-point conversion is no good. Windsor still with the lead, 20-19, 1:06 to go in the third quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back on WCDO.
In today's fast-paced world, you need to do everything on your phone, right? That's why the Delaware National Bank of Delhi makes it so easy to do just that. DNB Mobile is there for you 24/7 with all of the features that you need when you have to do banking on the go. DNB Mobile now features Google Pay and Apple Pay, so you can make purchases right from your phone. We also offer Pop Money, which allows you to pay people by text or email. DNB Mobile also lets you transfer money between your accounts to other banks and your DNBD account. And we also have Card Valet service. Turn your debit card on or off and control when and where it can be used, all with the push of a button. So don't let the hassle of deposit slips and writing checks get you down. Just use DNB Mobile to make life easy again. Download the DNB Mobile app in the App Store today. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, here to meet all of your financial needs. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Windsor will kick off with a fresh 20-19 lead over the Sydney Warriors. And the kickoff is fielded here by Peyton Mosier. He's going to cut it back to the left side. He's got some running room and out to the 40 before he's knocked out of bounds. So a good return late here in the third from Mosier.
A lot of running. Started off on the other side of the field, cut back over, but a ball at the 40-yard line. That's the field position they've had the second half.
Out-of-town scores. Trumansburg leading Oxford in eight-man action tonight over at Oxford Academy. Still 20-12 there. And Unitigo leads Deposit Hancock. It's a shootout, 36-28, with a minute left in the third. Did not see that score coming from DH Unitigo tonight.
Yeah, it's been very defensive oriented.
So here is Gravel. He's going to throw out to Mosier on first down. Good for about 2 yards, but Windsor defense sniffed it out well.
But it's almost like it gets him back in a rhythm, maybe. They have not had a pass reception in this half. Got to get him back in the groove. Had some bad snaps. Hopefully this gets up started in a rhythm again.
35 seconds to go, third quarter. Sydney might be playing for the last play of this third frame. They check over to the sideline here to get the play. Here on a second down and about 8 to go. Sydney going right to left. They have the ball at their own 40. They're going to hand it off to Harrington out to the 45-yard line. So third and short coming, about a third and 4. And I believe that's going to be the last play of this third quarter with 10 seconds left. Time will run out, so we'll take a break. Fourth quarter is going to be an exciting one coming up here on Homecoming in Sydney. It's Windsor 20 and Sydney 19. We'll be back on WCDO.
Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is proudly celebrating 15 years in business.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner from Superior. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. And now Superior can also replace your outdated tub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. I'd like to thank you for your business these past 15 years. We look forward to helping you with your home repair needs in the future.
Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the fourth quarter on WCDO. Nate Lowell and special guest Phil Matthews here tonight. Yes, as Phil points out, Sydney is in the Wildcat to start the fourth quarter now, going left to right. Liam Matthews will get the direct snap. He'll hand it off to Harrington and nowhere to go. Windsor has just figured this puzzle out, and they get him in the backfield.
Yeah, that has not worked for them all night. We were talking a little earlier about that Dryden game, and sort of both Windsor and Sydney have kind of managed their opponents, you know, big scores. It's not such a bad thing that Sydney had a tough game last week. You know, it might help them a bit. Windsor's not had a game like this so far where they're this close. Maybe that's a bright side you take from a game that you didn't think was going to be as close as it should be. But at least now they've been through that, and it could help them as it gets down to the last minutes here.
So a fourth down now for Sydney, and Liam Matthews is going to have to punt it away. Jack Beattie is standing to our right back at the Windsor 30-yard line. And Liam will punt this one away. Beattie's going to track it through the night sky back to the 20. Beattie tries to get around his man, and nothing doing. And it's Wyatt Kent who was there to wrap him up. Great tackle to make sure he didn't break free.
Great coverage. They contained the guy. A lot of times, you know, that could be one of those issues. That the return teams are always a little bit more adventurous in high school football, but real good coverage there. Good punt, high punt. The punting game's been pretty good for them tonight. Again, now at the 20.
So Windsor will have the ball. They scored twice in the third quarter to erase a 19-7 halftime deficit. And Windsor is now in the driver's seat, 20-19.
And they're all runs. They're all runs between the tackles. They just took it to them.
No matter what happens, you'll have to stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And we'll have a lot of tough choices to make here tonight. Both sides have had good players making some big impacts. Here is Ethan Reed, the QB, again wants to keep it right up the middle. He sees the hole, good for about 5 yards, moved from the 20 out to about the 25. Windsor going right to left, they're in their own territory.
That same play they've been running the second half, quarterback keeper right up the middle, 5 yards.
Fans trying to give Sydney some energy, they're pounding on the bleachers here pretty good, and again, definitely the best crowd I've seen so far this year at a Sydney home game. Great for everybody to come out on a cold night on homecoming to support the boys. And Windsor bringing some nice group of fans on the far side as well. Chance of defense from the Sydney crowd. Here is a second down and 3. Reed's going to hand off to Dylan Berg. Cuts to the outside. Boy, big tackle. Liam Matthews and Chabot come blasting up through the line to drive him back.
Excellent tackle. Linebacker coming up with coverage. Big hit. It was a nice play.
10:20 to go, third quarter. Windsor leading by a single point, 20-19. This is a good one. Boy, and Liam and Cameron Chabot just came flying up in the hole, and it closed quickly.
In the days when those guys were both freshmen, not the size they are now. And to see that, you know, now they're seniors coming up, 6'1", 6'2", putting on the head. It's kind of nice to see.
Windsor going right to left on a big third down at about 3 to go. Ball is at the Windsor 27-yard line. This is a big series here, even with a lot of time left. Reed is in the shotgun. He's going to drop back and look to pass. Throws over the middle. He's got a receiver. It's overthrown about a couple of yards too far. They were looking for that hookup play, which they got the touchdowns on to Jack Beattie. Fourth down coming.
QB took some hits, too. Both got two big hits on him after that pass. Now we're back to the field position situation, where they got the ball at the 20, three and out. Now they'll have a better field position, probably around the 40 or 45. It's just, again, field position is so important.
Beattie needed about another step or two, and if he catches that...
Oh, he was gone.
Oh, yeah. He was gone, especially with his speed. So Sydney, little, you know, good coverage, but they catch a break there, too.
Exactly.
So 9:45 to go in this fourth quarter. Windsor leading by a point, 20-19. Black Knights will look to punt it away. Liam Matthews to our left, standing back at the Sydney 35. Sky-high punt is going to hit it about midfield. Takes a Windsor bounce. Matthews grabs it at the 45. Nice play, though, by Windsor to bring him right down. Yudlowski just wrapped him right up.
Yeah, there's no chance he was going anywhere with that. But again, now the ball's at the 45. It's kind of this, they've reversed the field again. Now they've got the better position. They have Windsor pinned back in their field. So what they needed to do and see if they can now convert on this.
So early fourth quarter, about 9.5 to go. Windsor 20, Sydney 19. Sydney with the ball going left to right. Here's Gravel to the left side. Throws over the middle.
Ooh.
Intended receiver was Kevin McEwen. Almost picked off, though.
There were more Windsor receiver or defensive players around that ball than I couldn't see the Windsor or the Sydney guy.
Yeah, that was good coverage by Noah Yudlowski, who just made the great play on the punt as well. And so second down and 10 coming for Sydney.
Again, hard-nosed football, two evenly patched teams. Pretty much what you expect.
So a couple of good games we're keeping an eye on, especially Unitigo and Deposit Hancock. Last check we had there, we started the fourth quarter. Unitigo leading 36-28. Walton still in control down in Bainbridge. Last check we had there was 30-6. Waiting for the snap here for the Sydney Warriors on a second and 10 as they go left to right. They trail 20-19. Here is Gravel, gets the snap. Looking left, that's where Liam Matthews is, but the pocket is collapsing. Gravel does a good job just to hold on to it. Loss of about two on the play, and the Black Knights are fired up.
Yeah, again, three it out. Good defensive stand. But again, now we're looking at the field position again. Good punch, put them inside the 20, play good defense, get the ball back.
That was Atkinson who came bursting through the line there. It's going to be a third and 11 right at midfield for Sydney. Ball on their own 45. Offensive coordinator Aaron Zern barking out some signals here, trying to get the play into the guys. This is a big one. Time's starting to become a factor with 8:55 to go.
And I lost the play on that. I thought it was fourth.
So it is third. And waiting for the snap here to Gravel. Gravel looking to the outside, trying to find Liam Matthews, and comes down with it at the 30, to the 20, to the 10, 5. That's a Sydney Warrior touchdown. A ridiculous catch on the left side from Liam Matthews. Unbelievable. I don't know how he got it.
Sorry about that, everybody. I knew there might be a play when I did that. But that, talk about Newark Valley. That was the Newark Valley play.
That was
very
the exact
similar.
Newark Valley play.
That was the one-hand catch, but it was the same play. Same place on the field. Same direction. Yeah. He went up, grabbed it. The other guys went up with him. He came down, just took off.
Just a ridiculous catch from Liam Matthews. I'm sure you'll see the video online of that one. Caught it about the 20 and then just took off like a rocket. There are very few players that we're going to see in Section 4 that could even attempt to make that catch. Incredible. Sydney's going to go for two. They now lead 25-20 with 8:40 to go. Man in motion is Mosier from right to left.
Got him.
He's got him over to the far side. Off the fingertips there of Mosier for two. That was a bullet. And he couldn't hold on. We'll take a break. Sydney retakes the lead, 25-20, 8:39 to go here in the fourth quarter on CDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
So Sydney jumps back ahead of Windsor 25-20 with 8.5 to go. Liam Matthews works his magic again.
He's a nice weapon to have.
Yes,
no question about it. He does stuff that you just don't see other kids do. You just don't.
That was, you can't argue that. I mean, that was double coverage, a tough throw, a nice throw, but, I mean, Windsor was all over it, and just he comes down with it.
And then after that, he still figures out a way to run the ball into the end.
Sydney going for the onside kick. Windsor reads it well, and Dylan Beck scoops it up at the 45. That was a bouncing ball. Looked like it was trouble, but good job by the Black Knights.
Trying to get between the front line and the next line, but it didn't quite go far enough.
So Sydney with a five-point lead, 25-20 with 8.5 to go.
And you've called it, Dave. You said that Newark Valley game.
It's just like Newark Valley and Sydney last year, which turned out to just be a great seesaw back and forth. And
they went in the right direction, though.
Nate Lull, and yes, Nate Lull and Phil Matthews with you here. Phil, a quick key here for Sidney on defense.
I think they got to contain the quarterback. He's going to do this the option again. Don't let him get 5 yards of the first down. That's always important. Tackle for a loss.
And they're going to try to run it up the middle, yeah. And it's a sea of maroon and gray there to drive them back.
You want to put them in a tough position where that's not, you know, that's a third and long. You don't want to give them a third and two or something like that where the quarterback is so big, he can easily just get the first down. But, you know, contain them on first and second down, force them into a third and long, and a much better situation for you.
Have another out-of-town score here as it's tied at 36 between Unitego and Deposit Hancock with about 7 minutes to go. So they're right on schedule with us here tonight.
That'd be a fun game.
Yeah, definitely a good game. Either game we chose this week would have been good. So wish I could say that every week. Sometimes it's so hard to know what the good game's going to be. Here's the snap. Reed wants to look over the middle. He's going to the right side. He's got a receiver. Just overthrows Jack Beattie on the far side. And good coverage by the Sidney secondary. Step for step was Skyler Rao.
Another kid who really stepped up this year. Not a lot of playing time last year, but having a great season as a senior. And now we've got him at 3rd and 10, and it's exactly what you want. Bring some pressure. Get him thinking a little bit.
And so a 3rd down and 10 right at midfield. Winds are going right to left. Ball at the 45-yard line. Sidney trying to put their stamp on this one on the defensive side with 7:45 to go and a 5-point lead. Here is Reed in the shotgun. Drops back, rolls to his right, got some pressure, throws, complete right at the sticks to Beattie. Move him. Good job by Windsor.
You see that? You had two good downs, force him into 3rd and long, get pressure on the quarterback. But they're good. He still completes it, 1st down, falling to his knees, good catch.
Nice scramble by Beattie, found the room, good route by Reedy. He came back, throw was only where he could get it. Well done.
Two good teams. And again, he kind of felt like the momentum was shifting one way, and now maybe it's kind of going back the other way.
So Windsor is now into Sidney territory, going right to left, ball at the 44. Time check is 7.5 to go. Sidney 25, Windsor 20. We got a ball game here, folks. Waiting for the snap, and Sidney wanted a timeout. They'll finally get it. Their coaches were jumping up and down.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what that was. I think they probably saw a bad matchup, and they were trying to make sure that they got out of that with the timeout. I couldn't tell if it was bad at the team or mad at the officials, but it looked like they just spotted something that was not a good situation and got out of it.
We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back here on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sidney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sidney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Phil Matthews with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, again, as always, brought to you by SFCU. At Sidney Federal Credit Union, they make banking easier. And so now a 1st down for Windsor. They're in Sidney territory at the 44.
You want to see the same thing again? You know, keep it, contain a 1st down play.
So here is Windsor.
Quarterback keeper?
Quarterback keeper for Reed to the outside. Tripped up. And a great job by Sidney on defense, just tripping up Reed before he could get to the outside for Kyle Wheeler.
Again, a good play. He had some room to run after that if he hadn't caught him by the shoestrings on that, but nice tackle. Again, tackle for a loss on 1st down. Now you have second and 12 versus, you know, a 1st and 5 or 2nd and 5. A big difference in what they're now going to be able to do.
I got to say, Wheeler, Kipp, and Brandenburg have been really good in that second-level defense tonight for Sidney.
Especially in the 2nd half when the defensive line wasn't as dominant as they were in the 1st half.
So this is going to be a 2nd down and about 11 to go. And Reed, again, is just going to bust it up the middle, and he's going to be very close to a 1st down at the 35. Might be a 3rd and short coming, but boy, in the 1st half, he wasn't able to do that. Second half, he's just been doing the work of a man through there.
All up the middle.
Yeah,
in the
right
first
the
half, he was trying to go to the outside, and it wasn't working. Now he's going right up the middle, which was so different in the 1st half. They got nothing up the middle. So obviously, Windsor made some good adjustments.
The Winds are now on a third and short. They're deep in Sydney territory at the 35. 6 minutes to go. Sydney leading 25-20. In a great matchup here on homecoming tonight, a division matchup between Windsor and Sydney. Trying to push the pile forward. Going to be very close. It was the QB keeper there from Reed again. That's been their kind of play, their go-to play on the play call sheet. And they're going to move the chains. First down here for the Windsor Black Knights. Whatever he came out of the game for last week, he's obviously feeling fine.
You always think, you think, okay, concussion, much, much different now dealing with concussions than when I played. And you got to take it really seriously. But he seems like he's doing okay. And not afraid to take a hit.
So here is Windsor with the ball on the Sydney, about the 33, another QB keeper for Reed. And Sydney drives him back this time. And a good job by that Sydney defense crashing through. Fogarty was there. Wheeler was there. Looked like Wyatt Kiff as well. Clock is still moving, folks. 5:20 to go. Fourth quarter, I should say. So this is going to come down to the wire. Sydney leading 25-20, but Windsor is on the march.
It's got to be tough. He takes so many hits. He runs well so often. He's got to be feeling it now.
On a cold night, too.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you get those hits that just kind of rattle you to the bone. Waiting for the snap here on a second down and 11. They're going to go to Dillenberg, and the Sydney defense is there again. A big wall of maroon and gray. And a good job on defense. Wheeler stepped up, and again, off the bottom of the pile is Ian Fogarty, who has just been the rock in the middle there on defense tonight.
You know those kids, when he was young, you knew that he had the size already, he had the meanness. Sometimes you need that meanness to go with it.
Well, and he's, you know, went to a ton of camps and clinics and showcases this summer.
Right,
I mean, he was great. And it's showing in a moment like this as we come up on 4:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney 25, Windsor 20. Going to be a third and 10. Windsor is in Sydney territory at the 35, waiting for the snap. Reed, the 6'5", 200-pound quarterback, throws one up right side. He's got a receiver. Beattie trying to come down with it. Caught it in the end zone. Flag on the play. Windsor touchdown. Beattie in double coverage, tapped it pretty much to himself, ran it in. And I think the penalty is going to be on Sydney.
I think they probably would have called defensive interference since he caught the ball. I think it would be an iffy call if it was pass interference, but he tipped it himself. It doesn't matter.
Wow, so Reed to Beattie, they connect again. And Windsor is back on top, 26-25 with 4:08 to go.
So what's next?
And so it looks like Windsor is going to go for two here.
Quickly up to seven.
And so that was about a 35-yard touchdown, I would say.
Yep.
And so that makes it 26-25 with 4:08 to go. Windsor's going to try to go for two here to at least make this a three-point ball game.
He throws those balls up like jump balls.
Yes,
and the receivers play like boxing out as receivers, and that works.
And Beattie has been great.
Yeah.
He's been absolutely great. 4:06 to go, waiting for the snap. Windsor trying to make this a three-point ball game. Reed throws to the outside. He's got a receiver. It's Beattie. Incomplete. So a one-point game. Remember, Sydney does have a kicking game with Johnny Palmateer. 4:06 to go. We'll step away for 30 and be right back on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And so Windsor retakes the lead over Sydney 26-25 with 4 minutes remaining. And now that quick strike offense is going to have to come into play.
And you don't feel too bad about that because they've been able to do that, but you're right. It's shades of Newark Valley all over again.
Yeah, this is just like the Newark Valley game last year, late in the season. Great heroics on both sides. Windsor's going to kick off. It's going to roll back to Liam Matthews, who's going to start slow and then take off. It's like he came out of the blocks for his track sprinting. 35-40, cuts flag. Back, flag on the play, knocked out of bounds.
It's probably a holding on Sydney. And that puts us back at like the 20.
Yeah, Sydney's going to have good field position, but it might get backed up here. So All right, Nate Lowell and Phil Matthews with you here. 3:55 to go. Here's the scenario. Windsor leads by a point, 26-25. What's Sydney's philosophy here on offense, you think?
I think you keep doing what works. You know, they've been in this situation several times over the last couple of years. Again, I think maybe the game last week, and being under this pressure is going to help them a little bit. I mean, I'll be a little prejudiced, but you get the ball to Liam.
Yeah, got to get the hands going. You got to get Mosier. You got to get Matthews. You got to get Harrington all involved.
Yeah, and Harrington's been a little—they haven't utilized him as much in the second half.
3:55 to go. This is going to be a first down and 10 for Sydney. After the penalty, is going to back him up just about to the 26-yard line, maybe 24. Yeah, 24-yard line here. That's where Sydney will start. 3:55 to go. Plenty of time, but they're going to have to go 80 yards to get this done. Here is Gravel in the shotgun. Drops back, looks over the middle. He's got tons of time. Great protection. Gravel steps up, throws, and overthrows his intended receiver, which is Rao.
Decent pressure. Did have to move out of the... It definitely blocked his vision where he wanted to go. And the defensive secondary had everybody covered.
A score update as they start the fourth quarter. Walton leads BG 36-6 down in Bainbridge tonight. So the Warriors in control as they start the fourth quarter there. 3:49 to go here, and Sydney trails by a point, 26-25. Waiting for Gravel in the shotgun. Rolls out to his right. Pass is complete to Rao, and he is tattooed. Able to hold on to it. Dave Flora with the hit. Rao with the reception.
About five yards.
Third and five coming up. This is a big third down.
I know I've heard you guys talk about this before. I've listened to the games. Can't even tell how many timeouts the Chiefs have right now. That's not really my next question.
Yeah, it's...
look at that here. I don't think we've seen any, but...
Yeah. We don't know. I don't think we've seen any, so everybody should still have their full timeouts. Third and five. Sydney going left to right. They're at their own 30-yard line. Here's the snap. Gravel looking to the far side. Wants to throw. He's got a receiver, but it's too far for Peyton Mosier. And fourth down coming up with 3:10 to go. And this is big. Do they go for it, or do you play for the field position?
Nah, you got to kick this one away. Like I said, try to get some field position. They played them tough the last couple series. Try to get a three and out, get the ball back. Yeah, you can't go for it. Right now, at least I would not.
But
my brother's done stuff like that before.
The Sydney Brain Trust looks like they're going for it here. Everybody's still on the field. Liam is lined up to the left side.
What do I know?
Gravel is waiting as the ball came back from the sideline with 3:10 to go. And so Sydney trailing by a point, 26-25. They're on their own 28-yard line here, and they need about four or five yards. Sydney's going for it.
Yep.
On fourth down, can they move the chains? This is probably the play of the game right here. Gravel looks, across the middle, complete to Liam Matthews at the 40, 45, 50. Matthews at midfield, 40, down the sideline to the 30, tiptoeing down to about the 25-yard line. What a play call on fourth down.
And that's why my brother is a coach.
That's why we always say, we're up here and they're down there. What
a
play.
Coach, I would have called it wrong, and it worked out for him. So.
A lot of confidence there to get Liam into the open, and, you know, sometimes we wonder why they don't run him through the slot there a little more and just let him break free. And it's a lot, you take a lot of punishment in
you
there
do.
Too. So.
But he's had like one or two of those every game. Several of them have turned into touchdowns.
3 minutes to go. And now Sydney, the momentum completely switches in
and
one
now
play.
I think you go to Harrington. I think he's going to run the ball a little bit.
Windsor 26, Sydney 25. Gravel throws. He's got a receiver on the far side. It's Liam Matthews again to the 20, to the 15.
First down.
A one-man wrecking crew. Good for a first down.
And a flag. Looks like it's probably going to be, I think it's got to be.
Maybe a late hit?
Yeah, I think so.
So that would put Sydney pretty much first and goal.
First and goal, exactly.
Wow. Injured player for Windsor on the far side. We're going to step away here. With 2:51 to go, it is Windsor 26, Sydney 25. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back with 2:44 to go. Sydney runs a play, a sweep to the outside, and Liam Matthews is going to take it in for six just as we come back from the break.
Really pretty. They set it up. Liam came in motion to the right. Gorilla just kind of tossed it to him and hit the edge. Hit the edge, and he was fine. And it, again, his elusiveness and... his speed, it's funny, you don't think of it as being that fast, but he's just elusive and boom, jets it, he's in.
But do we have some sort of flag here? They are not lining up like it's going to be any sort of two-point conversion, anything. The Zebra crew getting together, talking things over.
But I saw him, did they?
So we'll see. I didn't see a flag.
Right.
No. So we'll see.
Old man on Sydney.
Wow, so a holding call is going to take that back. The way Windsor was reacting there, throwing their hands up in the air and everything, you knew something was up. So
yeah.
the sweep touchdown to Liam taken away.
It's his fourth touchdown, I think, this year. Call back on the penalty?
Yeah, he's he does seem to be cursed with that. Waiting now for Sydney with 2:44 to go. It's Windsor 26, Sydney 25. Penalty is going to... back them up to about the 24-yard line, 25-yard line. Gravel's going to roll out to the left side. Gravel throwing across his body. It's complete and then dropped at about the 10-yard line by Liam Matthews. Almost pulled it in.
Yep. Again, he makes the difficult ones, and sometimes the easy ones get dropped.
Well, I mean, they have been targeting him nonstop. Windsor knows he's going to get the ball. Sydney knows he's going to get the ball. It's a lot of pressure, and he is human, right?
And the odds work out in their favor, so.
So now, 2:37 to go. Windsor clinging to a one-point lead. Sydney now with about a second down and three to go. Ball is on the 25-yard line, and it looks like going to be an official timeout taken by the referee. And the Windsor coaching staff wants an explanation on something and was yelling over to the official, wanting to talk to him.
But the weird thing is there was a flag, right? And we've got second and four. There was a holding, but it didn't go back. I mean, it's still second and four. So
right.
I think that's probably what they're asking about. But we've seen that a lot the last couple of years, I've noticed.
We have.
And I don't understand the rule, to be honest with you.
These things change so much.
Right.
And, you know, each year I try to go through the rule book and look things over. But, you know, we're at the disadvantage that we don't have any communication with the field when we're up here. So it's not like you're watching a college, an NFL game where they're going to come on the mic and explain something. So, yeah, sometimes where there's a call like this, something offsetting, sometimes you miss it because we're looking around at so many things. So.
And it's hard to see. I mean, like,
it is.
The whole numbers thing, it's like which player has the ball kind of thing.
Yeah.
You guys do a great job, I got to be honest. It's not as easy. I'm sitting here like, how do you do that?
Well, it's been great to have you along here tonight and to have all your Sydney insight here. It's been great.
It's been fun.
So, yeah, oh, we'll see. We're in for an exciting finish no matter what as Windsor leads Sydney 26-25 with 2:37 left. Still going to be the second and four after the explanation. Gravel with a man in motion. It's Peyton Mosier from right to left. They're going to pitch it to Mosier. Cuts to the outside. Can he turn the corner? We got another flag. Mosier to the 10, to the 5. He's going to run it in for a Sydney touchdown. But who's it going to be on? Sydney's still celebrating.
It looks like we're at the flag cave. It looks like another holding call.
Yeah, we have a Windsor player hurt on the field. The coaching staff is going to come out. Not 100% sure on the flag. And so for the moment, the Sydney celebration, we're not sure. Mosier with a great job on the sweep, but if this is called back, it would be the second one on this drive called back.
And that looked like it happened on the opposite side of the field where the ball went. Probably a wide receiver, something like that.
And so this is going to go against Sydney, some sort of a personal foul. And so the touchdown is going to get taken away. And we do have an injured player from the Windsor side.
That hurts, two in a row.
Yeah,
back to back.
That's tough. And
same play, different players.
The Windsor injured player that is down, I believe, is Yadlowski, who has had a great night here for the Black Knights. So we'll hope he's okay. We're going to step away for an injury timeout with 2:28 to go in this fourth quarter. It's Windsor 26, Sydney 25. The exciting conclusion when we come back on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. So Windsor leads 26-25. Here's the scenario, but Sydney is driving with 2.5 to go here on WCDO. Nate Lull and Phil Matthews with you tonight. Our partner in crime, Tim Cutting, still on vacation. He should be back in the near future.
That one hurts. That's a big penalty. We're all the way back down to the 35, it looks like.
Yeah, so a personal foul penalty, and it does appear that Yadlowski is fine. He walked off under his own power, so good to see there for the Windsor Black Knights.
Yeah, I think that's probably where the penalty was.
Yep. Something about a bad block in there, and so Sydney has had two touchdowns called back here.
Second about 20.
Waiting for the snap here. Second and 20. Gravel is going to be at his own 45. Throws across the middle. He's got Liam complete down to the 25, but he stays in bounds. So 2:20 to go, and the clock continues to move. Do have a score update. Is that DH is still ahead 44-36 with 20 seconds left. They take over on downs. So the Eagles come back to win.
But you go from a second and 20 to a very manageable third and 5. You know they're going to go two plays. You're going to go four and fourth down if it's necessary.
Ball on the 25. We click under 2 minutes to go. Gravel drops back at the 30. He's got pressure. He tries to spike it. We got a flag. I believe going to be intentional grounding here on Sydney. Tough play.
That was an obvious one, unfortunately. He was in the grass. He threw it into the ground. We weren't going to get away. That was definitely, it's lost him down as well, I believe.
I know what he's trying to do. He doesn't want to take the loss of yards on the sack, but just a tough thing and spur of the moment. So that's going to back Sydney up even more. So, again, they've had two touchdowns taken away on this drive, and they just keep going in the wrong direction.
And the loss of down, that's the killer.
So a final from over in Oxford, Trumansburg, an eight-man ball defeats Oxford 26-18. So
fourth and about 25.
Yeah,
30?
This is going to be about a fourth and 25 here for Sydney, and it's all going to come down to this pretty much with a minute 50 to go.
Depending how many timeouts, they could call timeouts, get the ball back, but it's got to be a lot of time left by that point.
So it looks like they're going to go for it here on the fourth down, as in they're not going to call the timeout. Chance of offense from the Sydney crowd. Can they bail themselves out one more time? Gravel is going to have to go to the air. And here we go. He's in the shotgun, standing on the Sydney S. Snap is high. He holds it. Here comes the rush. Gravel escapes it, needs to throw. Coming back to it is Liam Matthews. He caught it. He's going to be short of the first down, though, at about the 25-yard line. And so Windsor's going to take over on down.
But not necessarily. I mean, depending, again, we just don't know how many timeouts there are. Pinning him back inside the 25, if you can get the ball back, decent field position, hopefully around the 50, at least gives you a shot.
Minute 36 to go. Windsor leads 26-25. And the Sydney defense is going to have to try to come up with something special here, because right now Windsor is in the driver's seat.
They're not going to throw the ball. At least you would think they would. One first down, the game's over.
So Windsor looking to maybe pick up these 10 yards, choose some clock.
Who's going to get the ball?
Reed is in the shotgun. I wonder if we'll just have the QB keeper. Nope, they're going to go to Dillenberg. He runs up the middle.
Good containment.
He's brought down. Brandon Berg in on the tackle.
Quick timeout.
It is, my friend.
And so a timeout taken by the Sydney Warriors. Stops the clock with a minute 32 to go. Windsor leads by a point, 26-25. And all Sydney can do now is try to make some sort of a special play to get that ball back, or, again, like you said, hopefully get the punt, see what you got left.
And this is where that new rule, the 40-second clock, totally different. Last year, 25 seconds, you still have time probably to get the ball back. Now it's a 40-second clock.
That's so a lot more time to chew
three
off.
Plays.
Yep.
Three plays.
Coach Matthews out on the field during this timeout talking with his team. No matter what happens, stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show with awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Two for the winning team here tonight and one for the team that falls in defeat.
And you'll hear this all the time, but you hate to see anybody lose this game.
You do. I was just thinking, both these teams have fought really hard here tonight.
And 1 point difference, very evenly matched. You kind of thought this is what the game was going to be like.
Yeah, this has lived up to the hype for sure between two teams that come in both 4-0, both state-ranked. Really could have gone either way. So a minute and a half to go. It is Windsor 26, Sydney 25. This will be a second down and 10 to go. Windsor's going to hand it off. They try to sweep it to the outside with Flora. He turns the corner. First down. Out of bounds at the 40.
Probably going to do it.
And that could probably put this game on ice for the Windsor Black Knights. Boy, he turned the corner. And Dave Flora, he's been quiet tonight. But he got a block and was able to move the chains. Minute 23 to go. Clock is going to start back up. Windsor with a 1 point lead. Ball is at the 40, and they're going to take their sweet time now.
Oh, yeah.
Burning down this play clock.
Yeah, the clock's running almost down to a minute. Again, don't know how many timeouts if City has any left. But I'm not sure how this one works out as far as time management goes.
Windsor's going to break the huddle with 10 on the play clock. Game clock is down to 55 seconds. Windsor taking their time. Play clock is at 3, and they're just going to let this one expire here. And so the game clock will stop with 48 seconds left, and again, a one-point lead here for Windsor over Sydney.
Sydney didn't call timeout. Would maybe believe they don't have any left, and 48 seconds, that's two plays. So I think that's probably it. We'll just see if they come out and do the knee.
Yeah, at this point, Windsor is in complete control, could take a knee and just burn out this clock. So what a great game here tonight. Yeah. You do feel for Sydney if they come up.
Special call back. They had a game, yep.
You know, just some not silly penalties, but just penalties that come back to bite you. So.
And hats off to Windsor. I mean, they came back, changed the momentum of the game that third quarter, came back, took the lead. So
yeah.
Kind of came back again, but it was game of momentum, game of shifts.
Down by two touchdowns at the half, 19-7. Windsor has been able to answer the bell, and yes, they are going to take a knee here.
The difference ends up being four touchdowns, but then comes out the extra points.
So it looks like it could be a 26-25 final. And the Windsor Black Knights are going to earn a huge win to improve to 5-0, especially in the division. And again, we said during our pregame show, as a timeout is taken here by Sydney with 51 seconds left, the loser of this game could be on the outside looking in at the playoff picture. We'll see how it works out.
I mean, it could be maybe Sus Valley is susceptible to either to a loss, either Sydney beats them or Windsor plays them next week. Then you get that whole point system, which is going to be crazy.
Yes.
You know, I think they've all played relatively even schedules, but it comes down to who you beat and how many points they have, and you don't want to get into that situation, but it's better than being out of it, too, though. Sydney's had a couple times where that point system's really worked to their advantage.
That's true.
But they always play Sydney, for whatever reason, seems to get a tougher schedule. They'll play a higher level team. They get a lot of points from teams that like are 8-1, something like that. And that's been a difference a lot of times in the playoff systems.
Yes, very true.
But I think that's hopeful that we get to that kind of a situation.
Yeah, I mean, the schedule ahead is still very tough. Sydney will still have to play Sus Valley. You know, it's not going to be easy from here on out, and you can't afford another hiccup.
It'd be interesting with the game next week, Susquehanna Valley and Windsor.
Yes.
If Windsor hangs with them, it's the type of game we just saw here. Sydney can hang with them as well. And then you're looking at a three. Then it gets really sad about the crossover. The three teams in the tie, what it was out. But
Windsor's going to take a knee to continue to work some time off the clock. Sydney trying everything they can. They tried to bust in there even on that knee. And
have you ever seen that work?
I have never seen
it. I don't think
work.
I have either. No.
At least
not
in person.
Yeah, I don't think I have, yeah.
So the Windsor Black Knights are going to grab the victory here tonight as they will head off the field. And the Knights improve to 5-0. This has to be one of the biggest wins in their recent history, as they've been down the last couple of years. But they come in here tonight and defeat the Sydney Warriors 26-25. Post-game show coming up. We'll talk to you soon in just a minute here on WCDO.
Okay, football fans, the new season has started, and what better way to enjoy the exciting games to come than kicking back in a new recliner from the Catalog Outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. At the Catalog Outlet, you'll find a large selection of recliners in all sizes and styles, including Wall Saver, Rocker, Chase, and Power Recline models by top makers Lane, Klausner, Ashley, and others. Plus, being the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet's low prices won't leave you feeling like you just got sacked. As always, delivery and special financing options are available. See store for details. A good football game and a comfortable recliner. There's nothing better. The Catalog Outlet Stores, now celebrating 30 years of offering you the best for less.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to the Sydney Press Box here at Alumni Field. A 26-25 loss for Sydney tonight to the Windsor Black Knights. A tough one here, but a great ball game.
Great ball game, right, tough one. Particularly tough when you're part of the family. But, yeah, I mean, they played a good game. It comes down to a couple different plays. You never know about the penalty situations, but again, Windsor came back. They Sydney controlled the first half, and they came back and changed the momentum, changed the game. Sydney had their chances, and this one didn't work out.
This one didn't work out here
tonight.
The
magic was not quite there.
Let's do our scoring summary. We'll go back to the first quarter when Sydney took a 7-0 lead. Nick Gravel found Liam Matthews for a highlight reel touchdown left corner of the end zone, making it 7-0. Windsor was able to answer back to tie it before the end of the first quarter as Ethan Reed found Jack Beattie for about a 40-yard TD to make it 7-7. Second quarter, Sydney scored twice to take a 19-7 lead into the half. Harrington on a 15-yard TD run, and then Gravel dumped it off to Chabot for a 10-yard run, making it 19-7. Third quarter was all Black Knights, as Reed found Beatty for a 45-yard TD to make it 19-14, and then Dillenbeck ran it in for a 10-yard TD run to make it 20-19. Sydney had some magic left in the tank as Gravel found Liam Matthews for a 60-yard TD, which was probably the catch of the night. Absolutely incredible. That gave Sydney the lead, but Windsor answered one more time as Reed found Beatty on a 35-yard TD. Sydney actually scored twice on the last drive. Both were called back on penalties, and our final score of 26-25.
Yes, I'm sorry, it makes it tough, too. You score touchdowns, and they're called back. The same play, just going in a different direction, two different players. That's the game, and that's what makes it tough. But
let's jump into our three awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, one of Forbes' best banks. You made us great, and Forbes made it official. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. Any thoughts here?
He's got to be the Windsor quarterback.
Yeah, I was thinking that he was fantastic. Yeah. Ethan Reed, he put this team on his back tonight.
Yeah, he put him on his shoulders, he carried the game.
Yeah, easy choice.
Took a lot of hits, kept coming right back. Nice throws on the, I think that's it.
So Ethan Reed from Windsor, the quarterback, is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next up is the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room, you can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. I'm going to go a little off script here tonight. I'd like to give this to Ian Fogarty for Sydney. I thought he was great on the line, and there's been a couple of games this year where I'm like, I got to get Fogarty an award because he was great, and I didn't. So I want to do that here tonight.
That's funny, I was going to say Ian, but I was supposed to say the guy, I forget his name now, that got hurt at the very end.
Yes.
Before. I think it'd be between those two.
Yedlowski, yeah.
And it's not often that Sydney's involved in a defensive game.
Yeah,
so yeah. I think that's a good one. I like it.
Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I really think you could give this to Jack Beatty from Windsor or Liam Matthews from Sydney. The edge to me was Liam was tremendous punting the ball tonight. He caught some tremendous balls. He was such a focal point on this last drive. I think you got to go Liam Matthews all-purpose tonight.
I'm not going to argue with you on that.
That's good. I mean, both those guys had tremendous games, but Liam was just such a part of the game here tonight.
Yeah, and he tends to be. That's the issue.
Yeah.
He's on the field almost all the time. The thing for me, Liam, this year's been his defense.
Yeah.
I've not seen him in the past come up and make the hits like he was making tonight.
He made that one tonight along with Chabot, and it was like, where did that come from?
And you can't overlook those magic passes either. So.
Yeah, I mean, some of those catches tonight were things you don't see here. You do not see that at Class C, Section 4, Class D, whatever level. And that's why he's going to Cornell. I mean, his hard work has paid off. So, well, that's going to do it for tonight. Again, Sydney, in case you just jumped in the car, falls 26-25 to Windsor, a back-and-forth game. Windsor was down 19-7 at the half, comes back. Sydney with some huge plays in the fourth quarter. They gave it everything they had, scored twice, and it came back on that last drive due to penalties and just couldn't survive another long fourth down.
It's a tough one, but Nate, I want to say thank you very much.
This has
been a blast.
Thank you. This has been a blast.
Tim, come back. I want to go back out in the stand and watch the game. This was fun, but please come back. And I also got, the luck thing, the fact that I was in here.
Yeah, never again, right?
I can't. No, but I had a blast. It was a lot of fun. You guys have actually calling the game now. You guys get a lot more breaks for me now when I listen to the game. So.
Hey, appreciate that.
I don't know how you feel. I don't know how you track the guys. There's just no possible way I could do that.
It's tough, but we do our best, and our goal is to just give the fans at home the best information we have. It's not always perfect, but we do our best.
There's not many places where you can do that in any schools, and the fact that I've told you this before, my family's so spread out across the country. The only way they can really follow the games is through the webcast, is through the live streaming. There's times when I can't get here. I miss probably four games.
Right.
Often you do two of them. So I can always, I get a couple more games just because I can listen to it on the radio. I think you guys did an amazing job.
Well, we appreciate everyone that's listening in, as well as on WCDOsports.com. The web stream is brought to you by SFCU. They have our game audio archive. I'll make sure this gets on the website tonight so fans can listen back. And a big win for Windsor. They improved to 5-0. Sydney falls to 4-1. Be interesting to see what happens with the division now, the state rankings. It's going to be it's going to be a fun week. Sydney, back to the drawing board. We'll see what they can come up with. Don't know what we're going to do for a game next week, folks. I am actually, for the first time, going to be out of town next week. I will not be on the radio.
Slacker.
I know, I'm slacking. So I will be away, so we will not have a Friday night game here on CDO. We are looking at doing a Saturday game with Chris Capello, who was a longtime voice here of CDO. So we're just looking at some options there. I'll be back the following week, and I won't let you down again. So,
be back here, right?
Yes, be back here in 2 weeks. So that's a given, and we'll see what happens next week. Either way, you could always go to WCDOsports.com, check out our Twitter feed. No matter where I am next weekend, I'll make sure that I have all that info and post those scores for you. So if you're still looking there, you can check on Twitter and on WCDOsports.com. So a big thank you to Jim Tomeo, Craig Stevens back in the CDO studios. For Phil Matthews, I'm Nate Lull. Stay safe, stay warm, have a great night. We'll see you soon on CDO Sports.